True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special that is such a gathering on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. May Allah accept all our deeds on Muharram 1445.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Today, Sunday, as I told you, is 12th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, the survival of Islam depended on Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. He had a very hard job of letting the world know the mission of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. He had to keep the message of Islam alive. The army of Yazid treated him very badly by putting him in heavy chains. As a prisoner of war, he was made to travel on the open back of a camel in burning sunshine from Karbala to Kufa and then from Kufa to Sham, Damascus, a distance of about 750 kilometers. This was not all. Women and children of the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny too, were handcuffed and treated like they were slaves. A caller accompanied them, introducing them to the passenger boys as those who had disobeyed the Muslim ruler Yazid. In the courts of Ibn Ziyad and Yazid, Imam Sajjad gave lion-hearted lectures and presented the true Islam to the listeners and introduced himself and his accompanying members as the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad and the leaders appointed by Allah.
Imam Sajjad seized the opportunity to establish a school in the Prophet's Masjid. So he would teach in the Prophet's Masjid, an informal school. He would sit in the Masjid of the Prophet and teach people. Hajjaj comes to power. He writes a letter to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. He says, listen, everything now is perfect in your state. Everything is perfect. All these problems have been crushed. Abdullah ibn Zubayr taken care of. So now Hijaz is all under our control, Bani Umayyah. Iraq is under our control. Yemen, Egypt, everything is perfect now. Khalas. You have only one problem. Who is it? Ali ibn al-Hussein. That's the only problem you have. You should finish him off. If you finish him off, then basically everything will be perfect. Abdul Malik wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to al-Hajjaj. He said, keep me away from the blood of Bani Hashim. For I have seen that anyone who messes with their blood does not last long after them. So stay away from them. Leave him. And he stamps that letter. Sends it off. The same moment that letter is stamped, Imam al-Sajjad, salamullah alayhi, writes a letter to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Same time. He tells him, Allah has accepted what you have done to us by saving our blood, and hence He's rewarded you by extending your reign as Khalifa. Even Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, this evil man who appoints Hajjaj, who kills thousands. When Hajjaj died, Hajjaj, who was appointed by Abd al-Malik, there were 80,000 prisoners in his prison. 80,000. He used to keep people in a prison under the sun, in the heat, to the point where a mother one day came to see her son, to visit him. She couldn't recognize him. He's turned black from the heat of the sun. He was burnt, literally. That's Hajjaj. Yet, even Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, when he saved the blood of al-Imam al-Sajjad, salamullahi alayhi, he told him that Allah has rewarded you for this by extending your khilafat. Abd al-Malik receives the letter. He reads it. He finds the date is the same date he wrote the letter to Hajjaj. Same time.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Imam Sajjad's life in Medina. You're listening to today's special, dear brothers and sisters, on Muharram 1445. And this episode is special for the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. In this part, we'll listen about his life in Medina. Yazid had to free the Imam out of fear of his own rulership. Therefore, Imam was still not completely safe from his evil designs even upon reaching back to Medina. Once in Medina, Imam gathered the people and told them the horrifying stories of Karbala and informed them that his father, Imam al-Hussein, and his companions were martyred and his family members were made prisoners. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, started regular morning session. Right from the day he arrived in Medina, day in and day out, people used to go to Imam and present condolence and hear the events of Karbala. Once, a visitor named Nu'man came to Imam and asked him which was the most difficult time he had to face, and the Imam cried for a long time and three times said, "Asham, Asham, Asham." Another visitor asked him as to how long would we continue mourning and crying, and he replied, "The Prophet Yaqub, peace be upon him, had 12 sons and only one of them got lost, and he knew that he was still alive, but he continued crying until his eyes became white and his back got bent. I had seen 17 members of my family being slaughtered around me like sheep. And you ask me as to how long I would continue mourning." Condolences on the sad occasions of martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Sajjad, peace be upon him. His martyrdom. After the event of Ashura, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, became old just in a short time, and he became so weak. This is because he exhausted himself by hard worship and obedience to Allah. The historians unanimously agreed that the Imam passed most his lifetime fasting by day and standing in prayer by night. Meanwhile, he remembered the tragedy of Karbala.
When he looked at his aunts and his sisters, he remembered their escape from one tent to another, and the color of the people called out, "Burn the houses of the wrongdoers." These memories saddened him very much and affected his body. Imam Zainul Abidin enjoyed great popularity. The people spoke with admiration about his knowledge, his jurisprudence, and his acts of worship. The Imam occupied the hearts and feelings of the people. This situation frightened the Umayyads, especially as it concerns Walid, who was the most spiteful toward the Imam. When Walid became king, he decided to assassinate the Imam. He sent poison to his governor of Medina and ordered him to mix the poison with liquid and give it to the Imam to drink.
But he was asked, "What was the most difficult part of your journey, Ibn Rasulullah? Was it Karbala? Was it Kufa?" He replied, "Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham." Taking us to Sham was the most difficult part in the journey. When we entered before Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and I was bleeding, Al-Minhal, who was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alih, says, "I came to visit Sham. I saw the people are celebrating, the women are dancing, the drums are beating. I wondered, do the people of Sham have a Eid, a celebration that we've never heard of? What is the matter?" They told me, "Oh Minhal, some enemies of Allah have come against the Khalifa, and Allah has enabled the Khalifa to win victory against them." He said, "I was walking, I passed one of the alleys in Sham. I saw old men crying. I approached them. I told them, 'Why are you crying? The whole city is celebrating.' They thought I was a spy initially. They kept quiet. I told them, 'No, I am Al-Minhal, a man who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala. I heard his hadith.' They said, 'Ya Minhal, ajaban lis-sama'i lam tantabiq 'ala al-ard. It is a strange thing that the skies haven't collapsed on the earth yet, ya Minhal. What is the matter? Haven't you heard?' 'No, I haven't. Hussein has been killed in Karbala, ya Minhal. And his family are being brought as prisoners today. Where are they coming from?' He said, 'A gate that's called Gate of the Sa'ad, the Gate of the Clock.' He said, 'I ran to that gate. From a distance, I saw the caravan coming in. I looked at Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. He was wearing red shirt. I was surprised, for Bani Hashim usually don't wear red shirts. But as I approached the Imam salamullahi alayhi, I saw that the shirt was not red, but rather it had turned red from the blood of the neck of Imam salamullahi alayhi. I came to him. I said, 'Assalamu alayka ya ibn Rasulullah.' Al-Minhal, he said, he looked at me, Imam looked at me and said, 'Who are you? Everybody is throwing stones at us. Everyone is cursing us. But you're saying salam to us.' He said, 'Ya Sayyidi, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I am Al-Minhal. I'm a man who's met your grandfather Rasulullah. I've heard his dua and his hadith. Do you want any help? Can I help you with anything?' He said, 'Ya Minhal, do you have some money with you?' He said, 'Yes, I do.' He said, 'Go and give it to the man who is in charge of this caravan. Tell him to bring the heads of Abi Abdullah and Bani Hashim up in front, for I don't want the people to keep looking at my aunt Zainab salamullahi alayha and the women and the daughters of Abi Abdullah Lang al-Hussein.' He said, 'I went, I paid them the money. Indeed, they kept the head up so people would be busy with the heads instead of looking at the women and the children. I came back to him. I said, 'What else can I do for you?' He said, 'Do you have an extra piece of a cloth that you can give me, Ya Minhal?' 'Yes, Ya Ibn Rasulullah.' 'What do you want to do with it?' He said, 'I want to keep it under my neck, between this jami'ah, this chain and my neck. For indeed, it has really ripped through my neck.'
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. That was about the martyrdom of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. inshallah, we will be among his true followers. Fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.